It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Hey, are we still getting this Arctic blast? Is it still coming in?
It's still coming in.
It changes every day that we get closer to it, but it is coming. It's going to be cold, and snow is coupled along with it at this point. That could change.
5 to 6 in Denver, I think I was seeing.
It's not too bad.
And, let me check my digital device here. 18, 13, and 4. Saturday, Sunday. Those are the highs.
4.
4 on Monday.
Oh.
-5 overnight. It'll be cold.
Well, and that's just the temperatures. That's not factoring in the wind chill, which is where it really gets dicey. Just think of it this way. Come Saturday, it's going to be North Dakota outside. That's what's happening.
Yeah, and I know Katie Josh are both mad at me because I'm making you guys work on Monday on the holiday.
There's also that. We could just be snuggled up in our warm bed. But
we could snuggle here. Let's just get one of those big blankets and we could all get underneath it and do the show.
I've got a tortilla blanket in our office.
Dutch oven.
There we go.
That'll be a good time on Monday.
Nasty.
Ew. No. Hey, we're already trying to piece together our menu for over the weekend because I want stuff that's like ooey gooey and heavy. And I was thinking about Salisbury steak in the crock pot.
Have to.
Some soup has been brought up. Chili has been brought up.
Yes.
Yeah, it's that cold weather menu.
Chicken and dumplings.
Katie, are you kidding me?
Homemade dumplings.
Mm. I love homemade dumplings.
Yes.
Speaking of soup, for all the youngsters listening, this is funny because this woman is making the rounds this morning on the socials. She's on TikTok. I don't know how old she is. She's maybe 20. And she just found out something about Campbell's soup. Those little, cream of mushroom, cream of chicken, chicken noodle, the OG soups.
The easy ones.
From Campbell's that have been around forever. Listen to this audio.
I was today years old knowing that you're supposed to mix this with a can of water. Oh. You don't just eat this. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yes.
Tastes the exact same. It's just obviously not as thick.
So she's been eating her cream of chicken like straight out the can.
And salty as all get out.
Salty, yeah. I know.
She thought that's how it's supposed to taste?
You know how many people right now are like, whoa, wait, what? You got to put a can of water in? Yes.
Well, I will say, the like chunky soups, you don't add water.
The original little cans of Campbell's, even their chicken noodle, you got to put a can of water in with it.
I was today years old.
All right, one more time.
I was today years old knowing that you're supposed to mix this with a can of water. You don't just eat this. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Tastes the exact same. It's just obviously not as thick.
Yeah, it doesn't taste exactly
the same.
It's not as.
I like how she said it's not as thick.
She's all stuck to the roof of it.
That is hilarious.
I will say I can crack open a cream of potato though from Campbell's, that little can, and just eat it straight out the can.
They have that can of nacho cheese that I can also just...
Oh, yeah, just get after it, huh?
Put some chips in there. Josh is going to throw
up. We could have been together in a different life, Katie.
Right? Exactly. Our food choices. We probably would have been dead by 40, but we would have had fun.
Yeah, straight out the can with that potato soup from Campbell. Oh, my God, it's so good. Because I use a couple cans of that when I make my chicken corn chowder in the crock pot. It calls for a couple cans of that.
Yeah.
And I'll just sit there and scrape it out with my spoon when I'm done putting it in and just lick the spoon.
What is wrong with you?
God, it's so good. It's such a guilty pleasure.
Yeah. There's some stuff that just tastes good.
You probably also eat an onion like an apple, too, Jerry.
No, don't be crazy.
He's not an animal.
I'm not a monster. at some point, all that stuff has got to come out, and usually you go poopy at work, right?
No.
I like to.
Really?
Like
it's
to
the whole boss
advantage.
Makes. What is it? I make a nickel, boss makes a dime. That's why I poop on company time.
Nope,
never heard
that's
that?
Funny.
You know, there's
no.
an app that tracks how much money you've made. You clock in on the app when you are pooping at work.
Yeah.
And then throughout the entire year, it clocks how much money you've made while
just using the restroom.
Taking a poopy. Yeah.
Well, apparently everybody here at the radio station has been doing that because we got an email yesterday. I think we can talk about this. Get in trouble, but we've got bathrooms up front here at the station and bathrooms in the back.
Yeah.
And we got an email yesterday saying you can no longer use the bathrooms up front.
They're for guests only.
Because y'all are filthy.
Yeah.
At this here station.
Nasty.
Apparently somebody's going in there and just destroying those bathrooms.
Yeah.
This is like the second or third time we've gotten this email and it's just kind of fizzled out, so it's back. It's back in full force.
Yeah. They're like,
what's going on in there?
I have an idea of who it is.
I have an idea, too.
Of who it is?
I have an idea.
Yeah.
I mean, we see people wander over that way and spend a little sports bit too guys. Much time
Meander.
In that area. And we do work with a lot of sports gentlemen who just, you know, that's kind of their thing.
Well,
so
the sports guys, that's really close to
it
their
is.
It is closer to their studio.
Where
it
their
is.
Studio is.
It's right there. And, but, yeah.
It's reserved for guests now, so only guests can go up and use it. Can they do that to us? Like, what if you got a situation where you can't make it to the back? Are they going to be like, whoa, 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 whoa? And they have cameras here, so they can see who's going in and out of there.
Well, and also, let's point out that the bathrooms in the front are the single bathrooms. So there's just one toilet. You can lock the door. Nobody can come in.
Yes,
the ones
very
in the back
intimate.
Are the stall bathrooms. So you have to talk to people back
I
there.
I like the front ones.
Yeah, a lot of people prefer the front ones.
I don't want to talk to anybody. I want to be there in there alone with myself.
Yeah.
Now, I am a home field advantage guy with number two.
Same.
But number one, I'll just go in there and go tinkle.
Yeah.
I'm not messy, so I don't want to be shunned and shamed for using those bathrooms. Especially if I'm leaving and I'm like, well, you know what? I'm going to run some errands. I better go before I leave.
That's
I'm going to use those bathrooms.
Yes, I like that
when
one.
When I get here, I stop and check my makeup in that bathroom
the
before
lighting
I come
is amazing.
In. It is.
Oh, my
great
gosh.
Lighting in that
Makes
bathroom.
Makes you look really good.
Can't anymore, Katie.
Yeah, I know. And I actually came in to the studio today, and first thing I said to Jeremy is like, we need to stop destroying the bathroom so we stop getting those emails.
What does it
and
mean?
He's in here eating boiled eggs. Oh, it smelled so bad. I'm like, well, you didn't even go to the bathroom. You just did all that right here.
I said, before you say anything, I go, the smell is the eggs. It's
sure.
not me. I'm
sure.
eating eggs.
Uh-huh. You're the reason for that email.
Yeah. And then I ran up front and urinated on the walls in that bathroom. It was everywhere.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.